Previously on Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
I seriously just pissed myself in my car. I couldn't hold it.
Hope you're hungry. It's time for another helping of Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
Bad host, bits of humanity. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. We're the show that'll never say die. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall are your hosts. Come along for the ride, where we can laugh about everything and make it through anything. Belch in your face and hear that ding-a-ring, and occasionally we sing. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall and all the friends are here and ready to go.
Oh, yeah.
And now that you, the listener, are here, we're ready to start the show.
It's on, Cliff. It's on. That's what the red light means.
It's on.
Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall.
We're here. We've arrived.
This is Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast, the internet talk show / radio filler program on KBSH. That's Rye 99.
Rye 99.
In Busheltown.
I think they need to change their radio ID to that. In Busheltown.
Why not?
KBSH.
Oh, speaking of the big KBSH news. You know, last week, those big shocking news around the globe, the Panama Papers.
Oh, yeah.
Were released, and it was a little bit surprising that the station owner, manager, Mrs. Pussy Bottom, mentioned in the Panama Papers.
It's a big, huge thing here in Bushland.
She had a lot of offshore oil, rye accounts. We don't know what it was. But the word on the street is she's going to be ousted and there's going to be new management at KBSH.
Oh, shit. We're already on thin ice as it is.
Well, hopefully the new manager will also be a good friend of Mrs. Butter 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 Churn.
Well, anybody in Busheltown, it will be.
And then we can retain our studio and time slot. If it's anybody who's like business minded, that's it.
Everyone listening to us is like, God, I hope not.
I hope not. Please cancel this. Why hasn't this show been canceled in 8 years? We don't know.
We have been doing this for so long, Cliff. Think about how long we've been doing this.
Years come and gone so fast.
You know, despite what everybody keeps saying, we hold our heads high because you know what we got?
I got high hopes. Well, I've got high hopes. I've got high ripe high in the
Oops. I should know better than to ask a musically open-ended question to you. I meant that we have dignity.
Oh. Yes, we do.
We got dignity because we, in the face of all of our critics, we continue to do the show.
Oh, sure. People have been petitioning for years. Please stop. Please. Give it a rest. No, we won't. It's because we march to the beat of our own drummer like our listeners.
Right? Like our listeners, yes.
Right?
Yes. Sorry, I thought that was a comma. Cliff, you know, Aristotle said it best.
He did.
He said dignity consists not in possessing honors, but in the consciousness that we deserve them. And we have been living by that moniker for so long.
Oh,
we're not getting any honors, but we have the consciousness. We know we deserve them.
Sure. I don't know what you just said, but I'm assuming it made a lot of sense.
It was very insightful.
It's great. Listeners are playing it back, trying to commit it to memory. But here, what I want people to do...
I had to read it 6 times, but I got it.
You know, if you're out there in listener land, in Busheltown, or maybe you downloaded the show for some weird reason...
accidentally.
And you're... It's definitely an accident. Definitely a slip of the old mouse click, okay? Mm-hmm. But anyway, we're glad you're here. If you're striving to have dignity of your own, aren't we all? Come on. Here's what you gotta do. You gotta be open. Just be open, Kendall.
Be open.
Try to experience new thoughts and ideas as learning opportunities. You listen back to old episodes and hear what we had to teach. Hear the wisdom we had to impart in the past.
We've always been open, Cliff, and learn from our lessons.
Oh, you know what I love is when a store is always open.
Unfortunately, none of them are ever open.
The new BFD, you know, the Bushelltown Fried Deer, that just opened. It's open. I think it's open almost every night. It looks like there's a line. I know sometimes at night, and I'm so starving, I have to go down and get a pudding bucket.
Well, it's the only thing open.
It's the only thing there, and yeah.
And well, the only thing on the menu we can order is a pudding bucket. So.
I know, and it's all I really want.
It's all I want, too. We should go get us another pudding bucket right after the show.
I think definitely.
Oh, we're going to gain so much weight.
Oh,
Cliff, you know.
Too late. Already did that.
Sorry, I should have added the word more. You know, when you're struggling with your dignity.
Oh, Buck.
Oh!
Excuse me,
Buck. Speaking of struggle with dignity, yes.
I'm glad I could catch you, too, before you started recording that show, Buck.
Oh, no, you didn't catch us. We're already recording the show.
Come on, dear.
Oh, dear, I'm so sorry to interrupt, dear. Dear, they're already recording, dear. They're on the air. Do you see the light, dear?
I thought that was the off light.
The off light. How long have we been doing this show, Mr. Snodbottom?
My mistake.
Oh, dear, you know, he's a little senile, dear.
Yeah,
but I love you, dear. I love you. You know that, dear.
Spreading lies. Lies on the air, dear.
Oh, dear, you know, I do joke with you, dear.
Now, what are you two jokesters up to? Why are you barged in? We're doing this dignified show.
We're trying to have some modicum of dignity.
Excuse me, Bohomo.
Oh, goodness.
They seem to be adjusting. We've just returned from the bowelologist, Buzz, and they've reconfigured my dosage for my irritable bowel.
Dear, it's not pretty.
Excuse me,
you've gotten it all over me, Mr. Snodbottom.
Move them toward the door.
Come, dear, please. Come on, dear. I'm sorry, boys.
What is happening? Why?
Oh
my God, Kendall, that's disgusting. It's all over you.
I know. Do you have anything over there? Wipe this off.
No, I don't.
Oh my God.
And speaking of, now he's giving us the signal. It's time for fun facts.
Fun facts?
Yeah.
I'm covered in disgusting bowels.
It's just bowel waste from his irritable bowels.
Do you smell it?
I'm starting to. It's wafting.
Oh, my eyes are watering. I can't even, wipe my eyes out. It's all over my hands.
I'm doing a dry gag.
Okay,
I can't.
Let's go ahead and do these fun facts so we can take a break and I can go wash this off. Oh, Cliff. Time for fun facts. Ain't nothing fun about this. Oh, are you going to do that the whole time?
I think I'm starting to go nuts.
I'm the one with bowels all over me.
Oh, wait, here, let me spray this Febreze around to here. Okay, this is, now it's like...
Oh, God, right in my face.
Now it's like there's a huge bowel movement in a cotton field.
Yes, now it's like cotton in my face and bowels in the lower part of my body.
The touch, the feel of bowels.
Ooh.
The movements of our lives.
Oh, I'm really getting nauseous. I shouldn't have had those nachos before I came here.
Oh.
Cliff. Did you know, speaking of disgusting, an average person's yearly fast food intake will consist of 12 pubic hairs.
Now, 11 of those were put there out of spite. You know it.
I didn't say they were an accident.
You know. I didn't. Just point out. Kendall, did you know this? You were sitting there covered in bowel waste.
Don't remind me.
You know, the early Egyptians, they built the Great Sphinx. Do you know where it points? Directly?
To our studio?
No. They weren't that forward thinking. You know, it points to the old orange ball in the sky. The sun on the spring equinox.
The sun.
That when it's a spring, the Sphinx is looking at the sun.
Wonder why.
That's the old Egyptian saying. If it's spring, the Sphinx must be looking at the sun.
I've heard it thousand times.
You've heard it. You know, Brendan Fraser said it just over and over in those old mummy movies.
Cliff, did you know there's an annual conference every year that's strictly about boring things? Yes. I'm not even joking. In the past.
Now, why have we not been invited?
I don't know.
That's to do a live
that's
episode.
What I'm getting at. I'm trying to get that out there so they'll ask us. They have done speeches on barcodes, sneezing, and the sounds of vending machines. Now, if that's not right up our alley,
of vending,
then I don't know what is.
Kendall, oh my God.
Cliff, oh my God, hurry it up. All these bowels are connecting me.
It must be starting to dry.
No, it's not starting to dry. I don't want it to dry and crust on me. I gotta wash it off.
Here, let this, take this jacket of yours and just sort of daub it off.
Oh, no, it's all over my jacket.
Spread it all over. It's, well, it's mostly
the lining.
Do you know how much this jacket costs? Don't bore us with your tax return, Donald. All right, did you know this? That on the first day of spring, a person at the North Pole, do you know what they would see? Do you know what the North Pole would see?
Not flowers.
Not flowers. Flowers in her hair. Flowers everywhere.
What would they see, Cliff?
I love the flower girl. Remember that song?
No.
You don't?
I don't know that one.
Ugh, idiot. Thank God this is not songs you should know.
I would be losing that too.
You, another loss for the old K-man. Kendall, you would see the sun skimming across the horizon, beginning what? But 6 months of uninterrupted daylight. Wouldn't you love it?
Oh, gosh.
You love daylight. Wouldn't you love six months
of it?
Well,
I think I would. I don't know. It would probably get old, but I would love just having daylight all the time.
I would love 6 months of night.
Oh, God.
What if we... I wish that God's one mistake is that it's not 6 months of night and 6 months of day for the Earth. Wouldn't that be so much better than just night, day, every day, all day long?
Or longer days or something.
Shorter days, longer nights.
Where were the yin and yang, Cliff?
Longer nights.
Did you know?
Oh, those longer nights.
That all the molecules in a teaspoon of water, laid end to end, would stretch 31 billion miles.
But why would anybody lay all the molecules from a glass
of
water?
Well, in case you're bored.
In case you're bored, did they discover that at that conference?
Uh-huh. That was one of their talks.
Oh, man. They're like, then another one, then another one.
I hear Dr. Blathers has probably done speeches there.
Kendall, did you know? And our lady listeners, our lady listeners are shaking their head. Yes, they do this. That the onset of menopause is significantly higher in winter than in spring or autumn. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
Well, did you know?
Another reason to get rid of winter.
Winter.
Well, and I got one more.
I hardly even know her.
Good one, Cliff. Did you know that sloths are the only... speaking of two sloths, like us.
The only animal that works harder than me.
Sloths are the only mammals, besides humans, that regularly mate face-to-face.
Oh, face-to-face.
Isn't that crazy?
The old face-to-face mating ritual.
Too lazy to turn around.
Too late.
I gotta take a break, Cliff. All this poo is all over me. Oh, Mr. Snowbottom.
I apologize for loosening my bowels on top of you boys.
Oh,
I have this new medication, dear. You gotta tell him, dear.
You're not supposed to be in here, dear.
Medication, dear.
He's all over the place, dear. It's happening all over. I'm leaving. I'm gonna take a break. I'm going to watch this all.
No. Oh, all right. We'll be right back after this.
Yes, dear, of course. Now, Mr. Snowbottom, come over here and sit down.
Years, none of this will matter, so you might as well keep listening to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
1 gram of cocaine costs as much as a boombox. 3 grams of cocaine costs as much as a TV. 7 grams, a trip to Paris. 1 gram a week for a year, a new car. If you're on coke, everything you work for is disappearing. Right under your nose.
We now return to your magic time. Cliff and Kendall are back.
Thank you.
dear, not move too much. That's what it happens to you.
I'm not sure, dear.
Maybe you should just stay here and not move at all.
I'm trying to stand still.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back.
Thank you for stopping to talk.
It's been quite the thing going on here.
I'm so sorry, Candlebot. I'm trying to stand very still so my bowels aren't alarmed.
Don't move. Just stay right there. I have changed shirts, as you can see. The only thing I could find was this old Chubby Challenge shirt, and it is so small on me, which makes me so sad.
I can't believe there's one left from that old box full of
them. But we wore these when we were doing the Chubby Challenge, and they were like, they fit us. So you see how well that went.
Well, it's disgusting to see you in that tiny of a shirt, but then it's also disgusting to look any lower because you didn't even put any pants on.
I forgot.
Oh, my God.
There were no pants back there.
Sorry, Kendra, when I look down there, it's just...
Well, that's normal anyway.
Still gagging.
Stop moving, dear. Stop moving. I think my legs are giving out, girl.
Oh, dear, I told you to stop moving. Dear, you're going to blow it, dear.
Oh, excuse me.
Oh, now you've got it all over me, dear.
Oh, it's horrible.
Oh, God, it smells so bad. Oh, my goodness, dear. You've got it on my good doilies, dear. How am I ever going to get this out?
Oh, Mrs. Butterbutt and Bertrand is all over that beautiful floral print.
Oh, dear. Crockpot! Yes. Crockpot, are you here, dear? I need some club soda, dear. Come with me, dear. We're getting out of here before it happens again.
Oh, fetch the bats.
Oh, my God. Please, yes. Don't come back in here.
Oh, my God. Oh, there's a big... Oh, I wish Austin were not in Switzerland and he could come and mop that big spot up on the floor.
Don't we have any, like, other air freshener?
Yeah, here's some... I forgot some more Febreze.
I mean, normally it smells bad anyway because Charles has been in here, but it's even worse.
Oh, here's some more. Now it's like there's a bowel movement in a field of lavender.
Not much better. Oh. Not much better. Oh, God. Oh. I was just... As we were coming back, I was just going to say Mrs. Potter Butter Butterchurn is the person with the utmost dignity I know.
She has so much dignity.
Which, and look at her out there. She's still holding her head high, covered in poo.
Oh, yeah. All right, Kendall, I think let's just freshen up the airwaves, if nothing else.
Yes.
All right. Let's take our minds off of it and play the new Psychic Connection game.
Oh, Psychic Connection. Oh, God, I knew you were going to do that. I love this game.
All right, so Psychic Connection game, I'm going to say, tell me like something like a kind of bird, and then we'll both just say the kind of bird that we think of immediately.
Okay.
All right, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right, first one, name a bird.
One, two, three. Raven. We were close. We got the R.
Right, yeah. I was thought of the Raven because of...
Nevermore.
No, because of that football team, the Ravens.
Oh. You thought of football?
No, just kidding. Just a little kidding there. But I almost did sing this. I hear a bird, a Londonderry bird. It well may be he's bringing me a cheering word.
The birds, toppins
about.
Let's see how many we can do.
Toppins,
toppins. Oh, I should have started.
Toppins about.
All right, let's play some more Psychic Connection.
The bird. All right, oh, I forgot we were playing that. All right, Kendall, name a health food.
Oh,
this would be hard for Kendall.
It is. You see how I didn't know anything for that one.
All right.
Okay.
You
One,
count, yeah, you
two,
count us down.
Three.
Kale.
Quinoa.
Oh. Right.
Damn it.
Damn it. All right. Kendall,
what did you better at this game?
Name a Beach Boys song.
Oh.
And I encourage our listeners to just, wherever you are, just shout out your answer along with us.
All right, here we go.
See how psychically connected that we all are.
All right, here we go. One, two, three. Surfing
God only
USA.
Knows, God only knows what the listeners would do without us.
They know.
They would be live with long, happy lives. Kendall, name a book of the Bible.
Okay. One, two, three.
Genesis.
Whoa, we got one.
We did it.
See, our psychic connection is tuning in.
All right.
Oh.
All right. Name a spice.
Okay. One, two, three.
Cumin. Oh! All right, name.
This is great.
Last one.
Okay.
Name a bad joke punchline.
Okay, one, two, three. To get
have
to
you
the
ever
other
seen
side.
A bulldog
oh, eating
mayonnaise?
Oh, but that was a good joke.
That was not. And that's it for this psychic connection game.
Turn your psychometers off.
Turn them off.
Oh, that was so much fun.
What
that was so much fun. Oh, look, Mrs. Butter 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 Churn's changed. She had like three other outfits with her.
And she got a new hat that goes along with it.
Of course it does.
With the veil coming down.
Never caught out without a change of clothes.
Never, never. That's a dignity tip, isn't it?
That is a dignity tip, if I've ever heard one.
That's why they tuned in for dignity tips.
I'm glad they've gotten so many of them.
I'm glad. You're glad. I'm glad. We're all glad.
But is the price right?
Is it right?
Is it right?
I'm talking about the price.
Is it right? Is the price right?
Price check. Oh, yeah. Oh, Kendall, speaking of prices, I was ordering a pizza the other night and something terrible happened.
What? You ordered the pizza? That was the terrible.
I don't even think I did because I was so shocked and stunned by what happened. You know, and I know I've dedicated large portions of other shows to talking about what things are no longer offered.
We could do a whole clip package on it.
But pizza.
If Austin was here, we'd get him right on that.
Oh, Crockpot hasn't managed to master the clip package yet.
No.
She will. She'll get the hang of it. I have full faith in her. But anyway, I was on the Papa John's website, and they don't have that cinnamon pie anymore. They don't have the cinnamon thing. Oh, my God. And I never even got to say goodbye.
You've gone too soon.
I wanted just one more. And it's gone.
Well, you didn't need it anyway.
I could not.
Oh, my gosh.
Stay. I'm still. This is real emotion. I cannot believe that it is gone.
I do hate when they do that because it is such, you know, for us, we get so attached to food and certain things that we like on a menu. And then when it's gone, you're like, why would you take this away from me without telling me?
And I know you're shining down on me from heaven.
Oh, you know, Tyler's
like
eating a cinnamon pie.
So many pies we've lost along the way.
Cinnapie, the official dessert of Cliff and Kendall Cloud to Cloud.
Oh, it just shocked me to my core.
I'm shocked.
My core!
I can see how shocked you are.
All right, so let's get back to is the price right?
Is it right?
Is it? It ain't right.
All right, Cliff.
All right.
Is the price right?
I don't know. Let's see.
For a Star Wars Complete Saga 12-disc set for every movie so far, including the new one.
Is it Blu-ray or not?
Blu-ray.
Blue, oh shit. I'm gonna say $149.
I got good news for you, Cliff.
Oh.
It's only $69.99 on Amazon.
$69. Wow.
Yeah, because everything's digital now. They're not gonna sell them any DVDs.
They don't give a shit. Alright, Kendall, speaking of, we're on the same track here. A 12-pack of organic pinto beans.
Oh, a 12-pack.
Now you gotta remember there's 12 cans in there. They're organic.
$14.
No, bad news, Kendall.
They're organic.
$18.59.
It was the organic that got me off.
Uh-huh. You're regular that old chemical shit.
Well, that's all they have in Blobs, which is
more.
All right, Cliff.
Plus, they only sell pinto beans in an 18-pack.
In a big bag. In a big, big satchel.
It's a big satchel.
Okay, Cliff. A Beats Headphones X-Fendi Pro.
$99.
Oh boy, are you off? $1,195 for headphones.
Because they're Fendi, because they're like a purse.
But they're headphones.
So dumb. Wait, but when you're so rich, you gotta throw your money away on something.
If you're so rich, that's how you stay rich, by not buying $1,000 headphones.
I guess. If I ever get rich, I won't buy them.
I'm going to write a book once I'm rich.
On how to stay rich.
How to stay rich.
Write a stupid book and have people buy it. All right, Kendall, how much would this cost? Is the price right for this? A Fabergé egg pendant. It's gold, it's Russian, and it's from 1885.
Ooh.
Fabergé egg pendant.
$30,000.
bad news. It's a little bit more, not that much more. $35,000.
Oh, wow, that was pretty close.
Yeah, you're pretty close.
That was pretty close. $5,000 off. All right.
You were in the Fabergé ballpark.
Cliff, you're in the mood for a nice beer, right?
I'm in the mood for beer.
And you want a bottle of special Antarctic Nail Ale beer.
Oh, brewed by nails in Antarctica.
No, it's made from the water of ice melted from glaciers in Antarctica.
Oh, and all water melted from some glacier.
One bottle. How much is it, Cliff? Is the price right?
$17.
$800.
Gotta burn that cash on something.
Yeah, well, you know. Kendall, this will all be my book on what not to buy.
Kendall, get ready to dial this up and order a few of these. Is the price right for edible crotchless gummy panties? And they're green apple flavor. One pair.
Oh, well, I think you pay extra for green apple.
Maybe. Gummy panty.
$12.
Good news. They're available from Amazon for $10.08. And that's with
$10.
That's with free shipping included for Prime members like
me. What a steal. What if you buy in bulk?
Today. I need 700 pairs of gummy panties.
Oh, God. Okay, one more for you, Cliff. A Victorinox Swiss Army Swiss Champ XAVT Swiss Army knife. Now, I'm telling you, it has like 20 damn things in there. It's a real big Swiss Army knife.
Alright, well, I'll say $20 damn.
No, $379.
$379 damn.
Yeah. It has a digital clock, an altimeter, a barometer, and a thermometer.
Damn. Crazy. That's damn near crazy, Kendall. How much would you pay for this? I'm talking John Deere tractor wall decal, and it's like 4 feet by 4 feet. It's a pretty damn big wall decal, Kendall.
It's like a sticker that goes on the wall?
Yeah, like a big John Deere tractor sticker.
$28.
Oh, bad news, tractor fans. You're going to have to pay exponentially more if you want a huge tractor coming at you on the wall every day. It is $79.99.
Oh, I do not need a tractor coming at me every day for that much.
A John Deere tractor in a half-acre field.
Okay, you better be happy that I had this outfit, dear.
Miles furlough.
We're just in time for
the
song.
The boy is mad as steel. Oh, I'm so glad you came back in.
I told you to stay out of here, dear.
Oh, no. I've got to come in and apologize.
You don't have to.
I'm so sorry,
You've said you're sorry. It's okay. We don't have to.
I apologize, Kendall.
Just stand up there away from me over on that side of the room.
Don't come near to me. Why are you coming
over there? Over there. Oh my gosh, it's all over.
Oh, Kendra, I've got to go. We've got to get over this with. I'm covered in feces.
Let's sit here for 10 minutes and do fun facts.
No, Kendra, we've got to go. I'm like a diaper.
Oh, it's so sad.
Oh, it is so sad.
Oh, God. I don't know if I can handle much more of this smell. All right, well, if our listeners are disgusted by this smell, which thank God you can't smell it. Check us out on iTunes, Cliff and Kendall, .blogspot.com, everywhere else. We're online, everywhere. Twitter, Facebook.
Oh, Kendall, how did we just... all of this... bowels in an episode.
We're going to have to get Charles in here and disinfect this whole room.
Crockpot. Bowels. Why? Kendall.
I thought the smell of Charles was bad, but I'll take it over this. Cliff, I got a quote for you.
Oh, no. I'm cutting my quotes.
No, I got a quote for you. One's dignity may be assaulted, vandalized, and cruelly mocked, but it can never be taken away unless it is surrendered. That was Michael J. Fox, good old Marty McFly himself.
Oh, I love him. Even though this is not a Michael J. Fox fan cast, we love him.
Well, maybe we should start
one. I think we should start one.
Next week.
Next week. I think next week, let's change formats to all Michael J. Fox all the time.
Good.
Just for the next 500 shows.
All right, Cliff, I gotta go and step outside and get some fresh air.
Oh, okay, here, give me that shirt of yours.
No.
I forgot you weren't wearing pants.
Oops. Speaking of, I gotta get some pants on. We'll see you here next week.
Thanks for listening to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
Binge listen to more episodes at cliffandkindle.blogspot.com.